Toyota and Honda are brimming with pride over their upcoming hybrids. Mark Amstock is marketing manager for Toyota's car, called the Prius.
We expect combined city highway gas mileage to be above 50 miles per gallon. It has a 90% reduction in hydrocarbons, nitrous oxides, and carbon monoxide, with a 50% reduction in carbon dioxide. So it's very clean and fuel efficient. It's a very refined ride. It's very, very quiet and a more stable ride than you would have on a typical small car. So there are a lot of features that will appeal.
Toyota's Prius is a practical four-door sedan. Honda's car, the Insight, is a sporty, sleek two-door model. Charles Griffith is with the Ecology Center in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He gives the cars the thumbs up. Griffith feels that hybrid technology is a more practical short-term approach to reducing automobile emissions, a better choice than the natural gas vehicles and electric cars that domestic automakers have offered. That's because natural gas cars require a different type of fuel, and electric cars must be constantly recharged. Griffith says that the U.S. is making a big mistake by failing to introduce a competing vehicle to Hondas and Toyotas.
It's a fact that they are falling behind, and the dangers of that are hard to predict, but the possibility is always there that whoever gets to market first establishes market leadership and then holds on to the market.
Griffith questions whether the domestic auto industry is truly dedicated to introducing clean cars, since it draws such a huge profit from big polluting trucks.
I think there is interest within these companies in developing the market for these cars, but is there attention there? Is there full attention there when the market for other vehicles is very strong and they're selling more cars than ever? Probably not.
U.S. automakers have historically worried that the public isn't clamoring for these new clean cars, so they've been reluctant to produce them in large numbers. But one Environmental Protection Agency source privately worries that this cautious marketing approach could hurt the reputation of domestic automakers as a technology leader. The EPA source is concerned they could once again be left behind while the Japanese leap ahead with innovative new vehicles. One automaker says that's nonsense. Susan Skirker is an executive with Ford Motor Company. She says that each company has different strengths on clean cars. She argues that Ford is the leader in putting more alternative-fueled vehicles on the road and disputes the notion that the U.S. isn't moving fast enough.
We all have our niches. So a couple of manufacturers are a little sooner with hybrids. When we get there with our hybrid, we're pretty sure our customers are going to love it. So we do not think there's a technology gap.
Skirker says that foreign manufacturers have an advantage over domestic car makers in marketing cleaner cars that get more miles to the gallon.
Well, it's always been a little easier for Japanese and European manufacturers to be leaders on fuel economy, because in Europe and in Japan, fuel prices are 4 to 5 times what they are in the U.S. And so inherently, Japanese and European customers care more and are willing to pay a little bit more for technology that improves fuel economy.
Japanese automakers say they aren't motivated by fuel economy alone. Toyota's Mark Amstock says there's a big market advantage in being green.
There will be value to be that environment or technology leader in the eyes of consumer. So all the automakers are kind of vying for that crown right now. And for us at Toyota, we're no different. We believe that we have the technologies, the resources, and the motivations to be that environmental and technology leader.
Toyota's biggest competitor shares that belief. Andrew Boyd is a spokesman for Honda. He says that Honda wasn't motivated by image in launching the Insight, but he says that's part of the payoff.
Being the first to market with any product, I think elevates your status, if you will, in the minds of the consumer. The media certainly picks up on that, and it gives you the opportunity to really demonstrate to the public what your capabilities are.
However, Boyd says that domestic automakers are just as far along on new technology as the Japanese. Automotive analyst David Cole agrees. Cole runs the University of Michigan's Office for the Study of Automotive Transportation. He believes that domestic carmakers are well positioned. He says that just because the Japanese are out first with hybrids doesn't mean they will ultimately become the leader on clean cars.
This is a marathon, and it's going to be very difficult to predict the winner ultimately on the basis of who is out and moving down the track in the first mile or so. And in terms of new vehicles, new technology, electric vehicles, hybrids, fuel cells, we're just out of the starting gate right now. And how this is going to finish is very, very unclear.
Cole says who wins or loses isn't important. He sympathizes with domestic automakers who must continue producing the big vehicles that bring them the most profit. But environmentalists are hoping that the Prius and Insight will create new demand for environmentally friendly cars and encourage some American-made versions. The Insight goes on sale this December, the Prius next spring. Both will retail for about $20,000. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.